From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and these are the opening moments of Franz Schubert's Winterreise, or Winter's Journey. Winterreise is a song cycle that sets to music 24 poems of a lost love, poems by Wilhelm Müller.
Fremd bin ich eingezogen, fremd zieh ich wieder aus. Immer war mir gewogen mit manchem Blumenstrauß.
The performers here are tenor Ian Bostridge and pianist Leif Ove Andsnes from a recent CD. They're currently on tour. This Saturday they'll be at Carnegie Hall in New York City performing Winterreise. Ian Bostridge calls the work a peak of the vocal repertoire.
I think personally it means a lot to me because I've been singing it for a long time, since before I was a professional singer, and so it's something I've always wanted to do, and it comes as something of a culmination finally to be recording it.
I've read that you first actually performed it when you were at university, and you had recently broken up with a girlfriend.
Yes.
We should say the songs are a kind of series of male torch songs, to be cheap about it, that get sadder and sadder and sadder and sadder as we go along.
I don't know if they get sadder and sadder. I think the thing is that they get more and more distant in a way from torch songs. The broken love affair is the pretext for the cycle, but the cycle becomes more and more about, I don't know what I can call it, existential angst. What is it to be alive? Why are we alive? Where are we going? Where do we come from? Where do we end up? And the girlfriend rather recedes, and we're actually given very little information about the girlfriend. Mm. We don't really know why they broke up. We don't really know if it was his fault or her fault.
Leif Ove Andsnes, as a pianist, one whom we hear performing Schubert sonatas, what's the challenge of being the accompanist to the singer in this case, in the Winterreise?
Being an accompanist, I guess I'm creating a sort of musical frame around the storytelling, which the singer is doing the storytelling. But I have control over all the very interesting harmonic shifts and tempo changes, and to adapt to the singer and to voice the chords in special ways to make it interesting.
I wonder if the two of you could talk about a particular song in the cycle that was especially challenging and which you felt you really had to work to get it right, and you're happy with the result.
Well, there's one that we worked on a lot because there's a lot of disagreement about how it should be done. It's a song called Wasserflut, which is about tears flowing through the town. I mean, it's got these incredibly intense, romanticized images, but the music is extraordinary, but it's got a certain rhythm that musicologists have disagreed with for, I don't know, 50 years. The two hands and the piano are not together. You get this sort of interruption. Mm. And I think that's very expressive, but a lot of scholars say, oh no, chords should sound together, the right hand and the left hand.
The important thing is not to be together, but to create a sort of emotional tension, rather.
Seine kalten Flocken saugen, durstig ein das heiße Wind, durstig ein das heiße Wind.
In preparing for this interview, I came up with Lotte Lehmann, the great German soprano's notes, instructions, I think is a more proper word, on how to perform the Winterreise. And in this one, in the Wasserflut, she said, the rhythm must never be broken. The vital connection with the musical phrase can never be sundered.
We, in the end, decided to do it by feeling, in a way, and not to be too over scholarly about it. It's much more important to be expressing a musical idea than to be obeying certain rules about how you should sing. I mean, a lot of the singers who I really admire are not classical singers. I mean, I do admire classical singers as well, but I admire singers like Bob Dylan, who, you know, Bob Dylan is absolutely one of my favourite vocalists. Nobody in the classical world would say he had any voice at all, but he can do fantastic things with melody and with actually not singing the melody, and you sort of hear it there somewhere, but it's been changed into something else by feeling.
It's funny you should say that, because as I was reading all of the lyrics of the Winterreise songs translated into English, I kept on thinking about these Dylan songs, like Just Like a Woman and the like, yeah, which would be really not all that bad a mid-20th century translation of what these poems were doing.
I think so, also because a lot of that tradition of music Dylan is about, a lot of it's about travelling, and going away because you can't stay at home because there's something wrong, you feel wrong in yourself. In the same way that there is in Winterreise, there are songs that are very straightforwardly folky with a very strong melody, and that's what really counts. But there are other songs that are very jagged. There are songs that are, particularly in Dylan, that are hallucinations, a lot of dream songs, I think.
The Schubert sonatas for piano, Ian was talking about the hallucinations of some of the songs in Winterreise, and that's certainly the case in the sonatas. And there's a hypnotic quality which comes from often the music going in circles. It's not... Alfred Brendel has used the expression sleepwalking, and I like that. He takes you into corners which, you know, you had no idea that one could go. That is the same quality as for example, the Leiermann very much is, the last song of the Winterreise, which doesn't have any direction. It's just the same thing happening again and again, basically, which is the hurdy-gurdy.
Perhaps you could tell us what the words are.
Over there, behind the village, there stands a hurdy-gurdy man. And with stiff fingers, he plays what he can. He staggers backwards and forwards, barefoot on the ice. And there's never any money in his little plate. It's always empty.
Drüben hinterm Dorf steht ein Leiermann. Starren Fingern dreht er, was er kann. Barfuß auf die Weise wankt er hin und her. Und sein kleiner Teller bleibt ihm immer leer.
I think a song like The Leiermann is incredibly advanced for its time. I mean, it's almost like a minimalist piece of music.
And it's minimalist in that musical sense, but psychologically it's a bit like a representation of somebody who's in an obsessive frame of mind. Mm. I find that in other places in Winterreise, this sort of repeating things over and over again because you want to get hold of them, rather like having obsessive compulsive disorder or something.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming in to talk with us about your recording of Schubert's Winterreise. Leif Ove Arnsnes and Ian Bostridge.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Willst zu meinen Liedern dein.